Bye. Ravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamunati Ravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Pad Paramahang Sivaravidakasharya Asatara Sri Sriman His Divine Grace Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swara Srila Prabhupada Kijai Gaur Premanande All Glorious the Song of Peace All Glorious the Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyat Yade Siddharane Om Agyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaktur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivasakans Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karnasindo Dhinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Prishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hri Priye Vanchakalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3 Chapter 31, text numbers
45 to 46. Isn't that what we read yesterday? Okay. Who writes a verse on the board? Someone should tell them tomorrow is going to be 48, not 47. Tasman karya santraso nakarpanyam na sambrahma budvag jiva gatim diro mukta sangas charediha. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, one should not view death with horror, nor have recourse to defining the body as soul, or give way to exaggeration in enjoying the bodily necessities of life. Realizing the true nature of the living entity, one should move about in the world free from attachment and steadfast in purpose. Purport. A sane person who has understood the philosophy of life and death is very upset with hearing of the horrible, hellish conditions of life in the womb of the mother or outside of the mother. But one has to make a solution to the problems of life. The same man should understand the miserable condition of this material body. Without being unnecessarily upset, he should try to find out if there is a remedy. The remedial measures can be understood when one associates with persons who are liberated. It must be understood who is actually liberated. The liberated person is described in Bhagavad Gita, one who engages in uninterrupted devotional service to the Lord, having surpassed the stringent laws of material nature, is understood to be situated in Brahman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the material creation. It is admitted even by the impersonalists like Shankaracharya that Narayan is transcendental to this material creation. As such, when one actually engages in the service of the Lord in various forms, either Narayana or Radha Krishna or Sita Ram, he is understood to be on the platform of liberation. The Bhagavatam also confirms that liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position. Since the living entity is eternally the servitor of the Supreme Lord, when one seriously and sincerely engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is situated in the position of liberation. One should try to associate with a liberated person, and then the problems of life, namely birth and death, can be solved. Without discharging devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, one should not be miserly. He should not unnecessarily show that he has renounced this world. Actually, renunciation is not possible. If one renounces his palatial building and goes to a forest, there is actually no renunciation. The palatial building is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the forest is also the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he changes from one property to another, that does not mean that he renounces. He was never proprietor of either the palace or the forest. Renunciation necessitates renouncing the false understanding that one can lord it over material nature. One renounces this false attitude and renounces the puffed up position that he is also God. That is real renunciation. Otherwise, there is no meaning of renunciation. Rupa Goswami advises that if one renounces everything which could be applied in the service of the Lord and does not use it for that purpose, that is called palgu vairagya, insufficient or false renunciation. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore everything can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Nothing should be used for one's sense gratification. That is real renunciation. Nor should one unnecessarily increase the necessities of the body. We should be satisfied with whatever is offered and supplied by Krishna without much personal endeavor. We should spend our time executing devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That is the solution to the problem of life and death. Text 47. Tasman nakarya santra so nakarpanyam nasambrahma budva jiva gatim diro mukta sangais charediha. Therefore, one should not view death with horror, nor have recourse to defining the body as soul, nor give way to exaggeration in enjoying the bodily necessities of life. Realizing the true nature of the living entity, one should move about in the world free from attachment and steadfast in purpose. Namo Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskya Dhyade Satarane. In this verse, Srila Prabhupada defines the actual problems of life and the solution. As we've all heard, but although we may hear many times, sometimes it's not so simple to take seriously what we hear. One thing to hear, and the other thing is to actually accept. Therefore, we were reading the other day, there was a word, maybe it's something else I read, shushushama. That is not only the hearing, but also being willing to put into practice, to apply practically. As we've heard before, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshana. The actual problems of life are birth, death, old age, and disease. Something that economic development will not necessarily solve. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter how much we economically develop, that will not affect our growing older, our becoming diseased, our dying and having to take birth again. As a matter of fact, often when people become too materially opulent, then the tendency is, as in the case of Nalakovara, Amani Griva, is to become proud of one's wealth and therefore to try to enjoy excessively sense gratification. And the result is that although they were demigods one moment, the next moment they were trees. Prabhupada used to say that Napoleon, they're worshipping his statue, but where is Napoleon? He might be one of the birds who were passing stool on the statue as a offering. The statue is there, France is there, but no one knows where Napoleon is. One should seek after liberation. But, as Prabhupada mentions here, firstly defines liberation, mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who is absorbed in constant devotional service, unfailing and under all circumstances, at once attains the platform of Brahman. What is this unfailing in all circumstances? Because we have a material concept of life. We're involved in the modes of nature, beginning with ignorance, and then passion, and even goodness. And according to each conception of life, there is a corresponding belief in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a relationship with Him. Or as Krishna says, Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupashitya Bahava Gyana Tapasa Putamadbhavam Agata. Being free from attachment, fear, and anger. Because in the previous verse, Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha. That one who knows me in truth about my appearance and activities. So why don't we know Krishna in truth? Because of Raga, because of Dvesha, because of Vita Raga Bhaya, Krodha, And then we can add on a few other things like moha, mada, matsara. Because our immaterial consciousness. Therefore, we have to become free from these things. If we want factual liberation, is become free from the material concept of life. And we're in the material concept of life because we deny the spiritual concept of life. We're in the state of denial. We've probably heard that before. People are denying that there's such a thing as spirit. So how is it possible that people are denying? Why does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita, balam darpam? How's it go? Ahamkara balam darpam, kama krodha chasam shritya. Mam atma paradeheshu parishwato basuya kaha. Being puffed up with false strength, with false ego, false pride. They become envious of the Supreme Lord and their own selves and blaspheming against the real religion. Why is it if you explain to people that you're not your body, some people become very disturbed? What do you mean, I'm not my body? Or some people say, yes, I'm not my body, I'm my mind. That's what they usually think. When you explain that the body is changing, they say, yes, my mind is, I'm always my mind. I am the mind. But if you explain about that there is a supreme controller behind everything, a supreme proprietor, and you're not that person, then their minds enter into a state of denial. Even they agree, if you talk about the Supreme, in the back of their mind, they're thinking, yes, I am the Supreme. They're talking about me. One time I was talking to one lady, and she was saying, yes, Krishna, I love Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so nice. I have a deity of Krishna. And I know one day that by my worship of Krishna, this deity, I'll realize that I am Krishna. So people in this world, they don't like the fact that Krishna is God. They think, in the mode of ignorance, that the universal form, the material nature, is God. Therefore, they can worship anything they want. Anything is worshipable. Anything is enjoyable. That's certainly in the mode of ignorance. And with such a conception of life as people presently have, we can see that their activities gradually degrade. Any kind of sex is all right. Anything you eat is all right. Everything is worshipable. Everything is enjoyable. You take your money, you just throw it away in gambling. Oh, that's fantastic. What a great time. You work like a dog and just throw it away. You might as well just take it in your hands and just throw it off the building. Let's scatter on the street. Just like Banasura, as we were reading the other day during Prasadam, I believe, with his 10,000 arms, when he heard he was going to get smashed to pieces, he became ecstatic. What an ecstasy. And his pride of victory would no longer fly. So this is certainly ignorance. You find out, yes, I'm going to walk down the street and a whole bunch of people are going to jump on me and beat me to a pulp. And you think, wow, how ecstatic. I think I'll miss Prasadam for that. So this is certainly crazy in the mode of ignorance. But that's what society's heading for. With their conception of life, being trained up in the mode of ignorance, we can see that anything becomes possible, anything becomes so-called enjoyable. And in the mode of passion, working hard, accumulate. And in this way, think oneself, by following some regulated principle, get more and more of something, and therefore become so-called happy. So this is certainly, people say, in the mode of passion, yes, there is, I may not be my body, I may not be my mind, I may be something beyond this. But they are fearful about having a spiritual identity. They think, here I've got to work so hard, here I'm always under the control of a boss. If I go to the spiritual world, maybe they'll work me eternally even harder. there's a supreme boss. I'm going to have to work even harder for him. There won't even be a day off in the spiritual world because everything goes on eternally. Therefore, better not to have an identity, a spiritual identity. Therefore, they're fearful. And then there is the Prabhupada writes about the frustration. He thinks actually there, matter doesn't exist, this world doesn't exist, nothing exists, I don't even exist, and therefore the only reality is zero, the void. My work is a waste of time, my relationships are a waste of time, soon everything will be, I'll be out of time, I'll disappear, therefore there's a frustration. Everything will be simply a waste of time. So those conceptions of life are very prominent, especially frustration, the mode of ignorance. And therefore we can see that society, they become used to so many horrible things because their conception of life. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmanona buddhaya pravanyugra karmana shayo jagato hita. Following such conclusions and loss of themselves, the demoniac create horrible, unbeneficial works which are meant to destroy the world. So now people read the newspaper, find out that they're killing so many women and children in some country, and it's just some collateral damage. In order to help these people, we have to destroy them, kill them. And people get accustomed. Oh yes, they only killed 800 people. We're not doing so bad. So this is certainly because people don't understand about the law of karma. They don't understand about the spiritual nature. They don't understand that the people that they're killing are probably going to come back and reciprocate. Not in a very loving way. That nothing goes unnoticed. Because people have no idea that there is a supreme controller, that there are laws behind material nature, that there is a purpose of creation. Because people are bound up by the modes of material nature, therefore real liberation means to get free from all these misconceptions by first of all understanding that there is a person who is watching everything. And it's not Santa Claus. It's a supreme Santa Claus. Upadrasta namanta cha bharta bhokta maheshara Paramatmiti chapyuto dehesmin purusha pura. There's another person, the supreme spy. He's watching everything. He's even watching the CIA. And he's noting down perfectly what everyone is doing. This is not the full manifestation of the personality of Godhead, but this is a very practical manifestation for those who live in the material world. Everyone is responsible for everything they're doing. Unless they realize that, unless they become free from this ignorant conception that they're free to do anything, think anything, say anything, do anything they want, and there won't be any consequences, therefore they're bound up by ignorance. To become free from this is liberation from a degree of ignorance. But this is not sufficient, as Prabhupada says. We may think, oh, death is horrible. No one is singing Happy Death Day to you. And we may not define the body as the soul or be so much absorbed in exaggeration of our bodily necessities of life. But ultimately, real liberation means to understand not only Krishna as a super soul, but our relationship with that Supreme Lord in our loving relationship. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam it says, Muktir hitvanyata rupam srupena vyavyastiti. That actual liberation means not only to get free from the bodily concept of life, but to enter into the real conception of life as Krishna's servant in our spiritual form. That there is a Supreme Lord, is the person behind the creation. Prabhupada writes that even Sankaracharya, our arch enemy, supposedly, the big impersonalist, he even agreed that there's a person controlling the material nature. Although ultimately he did not agree that that supreme person is the ultimate reality, but even he understood, he couldn't deny that there's a person behind the creation. How could anyone deny that the sun is moving its orbit, the planets are moving their orbits. Anyone with half a brain, or even a quarter of a brain, or a brain, they could understand that. That there is a controller behind things. So even Sankaracharya, he could not deny it, that there's a personal controller behind the universe. Although ultimately, because he was an impersonalist, he had a claim that that person behind the universe, the Supreme Person, ultimately is subordinate to Brahman. He was not such a fool. But people have become so foolish that they can't even see what is the most obvious thing. And even if they do see it, they have been so trained as to try to deny it. That's more or less the present state of civilization. People are seeing so many things and they just become insensitive. They don't even react anymore. Therefore, their destination will undoubtedly be like that of a tree or some inanimate object, which they may perceive, but they can't do anything. But by the spreading of Krishna consciousness, this transcendental knowledge, giving people vision, Upadrasana manta cha bharata bhokta maheshara paramatmiti, or the other one is Upadrasana manta Ukramantam sitin vapi bhunjana vagunan vitaha vimura nanupashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity can quit his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature, but those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. So the beginning is to give people some knowledge, real knowledge. Srila Prabhupada once wrote that if you light a match in a dark room, then that darkness can't put the match out. If people understand that they're a spirit, they're not this body, that they're eternal, that there's laws of karma, and they've gotten this body according to the law of karma, and they'll get their next body according to the law of karma, this will actually be a revolution in the society. There's no other revolution. They may find out all the different scandals, that this person's a cheater, and they'll simply replace him with another cheater. The only way that society can be put on in a proper course, liberated from its misconceptions, is by this basic philosophy. And here Prabhupada mentions the most basic philosophy of all, that not only there's a God, but he's eternally the proprietor of everything here. There's nothing we can do to become a proprietor of anything. We're not this body, nor are we the owner of anything. Prabhupada mentions, even if we have a palace, it's not our palace. Even if we're in the forest, it's not our forest. Therefore, the only remedy is to change our consciousness to agree that everything belongs to God. As we were hearing in that lecture the other day, that if in the United Nations they pass a resolution, and then Prabhupada uses the word sincerely, not just pass a resolution. Sometimes we see in groups, they pass so many resolutions. But they actually sincerely agree that God is the proprietor of everything. Then there will actually be some progress. Because as long as one tries to steal from Krishna, Krishna has a very intelligent police force that immediately arrests one. And then Prabhupada quoted that verse, Krishna bahir mukta bhoga vanchatare nikatasta maya japatiya dare. That maya is right there. As soon as we turn our face from Krishna and want to become the proprietor, deny Krishna, deny our spiritual relation with Krishna, then maya is standing there and she slaps us. Therefore, if we read the newspapers, we see so many people getting slapped. Everyone's being slapped. Not only the people in the newspapers, but even we who are reading the newspaper are getting slapped. Just reading the newspaper is a slap. Therefore, everyone's getting slapped because they're turning their face away from Krishna, denying that whatever they have, big or small, is supposed to be utilized in Krishna's service. And when people find that out, then they'll understand how to create a revolution just by utilizing whatever assets they think they have and agreeing that this belongs to Krishna. Agreeing to follow Krishna's directions in any circumstance, and then there'll be a change in the atmosphere of this world's misdirected civilization. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam it is said, Yadvagvishago janatagla viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadavatyapi namanyanam tasya shonkitaniya shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sarava. That by this distribution of transcendental knowledge, people will become liberated. Those who are honest, they'll accept it, this philosophy. And others, they'll have to be dragged down by the modes of material nature into different bodies. But those who are thoroughly honest will hear, they'll accept, they'll follow this transcendental philosophy which is being presented by Srila Prabhupada through his representatives, and therefore all these problems will be solved. Otherwise, there is no other solution. There's simply more problems. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Ki Jai.